We've talked about how the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is currently working on their governance structure after getting many questions about how the proposed changes will work, especially with the beef checkoff. U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack had asked NCBA to answer a variety of questions, and according to NCBA President Steve Fogelsong, those questions have been answered.
We had the opportunity to go out there last week and go over those questions the Secretary had posed to us question by question and present solutions to those questions, and we're in the process now of finalizing the bylaws that will enable us to carry out our restructuring.
Fogelsong, while speaking this week at the Florida Cattlemen's Association Convention, said they're now working on getting copies of those bylaws worked up and out to cattlemen across the country.
Give them something to work on. You know, you need a piece of paper in your hands, and being mindful that they are draft bylaws and the opportunity for changes still will be there up until when we vote, you know, at the end of July. And we want to have those folks read through them. If they don't like them, let's fix it. We've got that opportunity. You know, the goal at the end of the day is to make our outfit more efficient and be able to meet the challenges that are out there for cattlemen every day.
He said they hope to have these out next week to give everyone time to go over them before the vote.
And hopefully, if that vote is successful, be able to make these changes and move forward with a better aligned structure. But I think right now we really need to get what we've got done. You know, there's three groups, one that was for the transition timeline, another for the investment schedule, and then the group that worked on the bylaws. And they were folks from all over the country that put those together, spent a lot of time, did a great job getting that put together. We owe it to all of our members and the folks at the State Beef Council level to get those bylaws out there and let them have the opportunity to really get their hands on it and then weigh in with their suggestions. If they have questions or changes that need to be made, we just need to give them that opportunity to weigh in as well.
Members will be voting on this proposal at their summer meeting coming up in Denver at the end of July. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.